Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Bresciud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreth moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to third for the out. Bressuit moves to second. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bressuit trying to get to home. Taylor throws to Averill, who tags Bressuit for the out. Antonelli moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Schult reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult moves to third. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Art Schult. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Earl Averill. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Sammy Taylor now catching. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Stu Miller. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Anderson scores. Taylor moves to third. Altman moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Al Worthington now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Altman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Alou reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Marshall, and towards Taylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou scores. Mays moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Al Worthington. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Byerly now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Pagan reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Anderson. Pagan moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagan tags and scores. One out. It's 7-5, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Thompson throws the ball into Dark, who tags McCovey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Bressuit goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 7, Cubs, 7. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 7. the Cubs will come to bat. Bob Schmidt now catching. Mike McCormick now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Cal Neiman pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Cal Neiman now catching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 8, Cubs, 8. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to second. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dark moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 8. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.